Hello and welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics on the specification, topic B3, Organism Level Systems. This is all about how your body coordinates and controls itself, from the lightning-fast signals of your nervous system to the slower, longer-lasting messages sent by hormones. And trust me, examiners absolutely love this topic. It comes up every single year, often in high mark questions. So whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, this episode's going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam with confidence. We'll cover the core concepts clearly, then move into exam tips, a quick-fire quiz, and a summary to lock it all in. Let's go. Let's start with the nervous system. Your body needs to respond to changes in the environment. These changes are called stimuli. The nervous system does this incredibly fast, using electrical impulses that travel along neurons. There are three types of neuron you need to know. Sensory neurons, which carry impulses from receptors to the central nervous system. Relay neurons, which sit inside the spinal cord and brain and connect sensory to motor neurons. And motor neurons, which carry impulses from the central nervous system to effectors. That's muscles and glands. Now, a really common exam question is about the reflex arc. A reflex is an automatic, rapid response that doesn't involve conscious thought. The pathway goes stimulus, receptor, sensory neuron, relay neuron in the spinal cord, motor neuron, effector response. Remember, reflexes bypass the brain for speed. Examiners often ask you to describe this pathway in order, so practice writing it out from memory. Between neurons, there are tiny gaps called synapses. Neurotransmitters are released from one neuron, diffuse across the gap, and bind to receptors on the next neuron. This is how the signal keeps moving. Some drugs and toxins work by interfering with this process. That's a synaptic link examiners love to test. Now let's move to the endocrine system, the body's chemical messaging service. Instead of electrical impulses, the endocrine system uses hormones, which are chemical messengers secreted by glands directly into the blood. They travel to target organs and produce a response. The key difference from the nervous system is speed and duration. Nervous responses are fast and short-lived. Hormonal responses are slower but longer-lasting. The key glands you need to know are the pituitary gland, often called the master gland because it controls other glands, which produces FSH, LH, and ADH, the thyroid gland, which produces thyroxine to regulate metabolic rate, the adrenal glands, which produce adrenaline for the fight-or-flight response, and the pancreas, which produces insulin and glucagon to regulate blood, glucose. Thyroxine is a brilliant example of negative feedback. When thyroxine levels in the blood are low, the pituitary releases TSH, thyroid-stimulating hormone, which tells the thyroid to produce more thyroxine. As thyroxine levels rise, the pituitary detects this and reduces TSH production. This self-correcting loop is negative feedback, and it keeps thyroxine at the right level. The same principle applies to blood glucose regulation. Speaking of blood glucose, this is a massive exam topic. After you eat, blood glucose rises. The pancreas detects this and releases insulin. Insulin causes liver and muscle cells to take up glucose and convert it to glycogen for storage. Blood glucose falls back to normal. If blood glucose drops too low, say after exercise, the pancreas releases glucagon instead. Glucagon causes the liver to break down glycogen back into glucose, releasing it into the blood. This is another example of negative feedback. Type 1 diabetes is where the immune system destroys the beta cells in the pancreas that produce insulin, so no insulin is produced at all. It's treated with insulin injections. Type 2 diabetes is different. The pancreas still produces insulin, but body cells become resistant to it. It's strongly linked to obesity and poor diet, and it's managed with lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, and sometimes medication. Examiners frequently ask you to compare these two. Make sure you know the cause and treatment for each. Now let's talk about homeostasis, the regulation of the internal environment to maintain a constant state. The body regulates temperature, blood glucose, and water balance. We've covered glucose. For water balance, the kidneys play a crucial role. The hormone ADH, antidiuretic hormone, is released by the pituitary gland when blood water concentration is too low. ADH increases the permeability of the kidney tubules, so more water is reabsorbed back into the blood and less is lost in urine. When you're well hydrated, less ADH is released, tubule permeability decreases, and more water is lost in dilute urine. This is another negative feedback loop. Finally, a quick word on plant hormones. Auxins are produced in shoot tips and cause cells to elongate. In phototropism, auxin moves to the shaded side of a shoot, causing those cells to elongate more, bending the shoot towards light. Gibberellins promote seed germination and stem elongation. Athene is a gas that promotes fruit ripening. It's used commercially to ripen bananas during transport. Right, let's get into exam technique. First, command words. If a question says describe, just state what happens. If it says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says compare, you must address both similarities and differences. Missing one side of a comparison is one of the most common ways candidates lose marks. Common mistake number one, confusing the nervous and endocrine systems. Remember, nervous is fast, electrical, short-lived. Endocrine is slow, chemical, long-lasting. Common mistake number two, getting type 1 and type 2 diabetes mixed up. Type 1, no insulin produced, autoimmune insulin injections required. Type 2, insulin produced but cells resistant, lifestyle management. Write this on a sticky note and put it on your mirror. Common mistake number three, misunderstanding ADH. Students often say ADH makes the kidneys produce more urine. That's the opposite. More ADH means more water reabsorbed, so less urine is produced and it's more concentrated. Common mistake number four, in the reflex arc, candidates often forget to mention that the relay neuron is in the spinal cord, or they describe the brain as being involved. For a spinal reflex, the brain is being involved. For a spinal reflex, the brain is not part of the pathway, though you may become aware of the response afterwards. For six, mark questions on this topic. Structure your answer as a logical sequence. Use connective words like, this causes, as a result, therefore. Examiners are looking for a clear chain of reasoning, not just a list of facts. Time for a quick-fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I reveal it. Question 1. What type of neuron carries impulses from a receptor to the CNS? Sensory neuron. Question 2. What hormone is released when blood glucose is too high? Insulin. Question 3. What does ADH stand for? Antidiuretic hormone. Question 4. Which gland is known as the master gland? The pituitary gland. Question 5. What is the term for the automatic rapid response that bypasses conscious thought? A reflex. Question 6. Which plant hormone is responsible for phototropism? Auxin. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up. The key things to take away from today are the nervous system uses electrical impulses for fast, short-lived responses. The endocrine system uses hormones for slower, longer-lasting responses. Homeostasis maintains a constant internal environment using negative feedback loops. Blood glucose is regulated by insulin and glucagon from the pancreas. ADH from the pituitary controls water reabsorption in the kidneys. Type 1 diabetes involves no insulin production and requires injections. Type 2 involves insulin resistance and is managed with lifestyle changes. And plant hormones like auxin, gibberellin, and ethene control growth and development. You've got this. Keep revisiting these concepts, use the diagrams in your study guide, and practice applying your knowledge to unfamiliar contexts. That's what the higher mark questions will ask you to do. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.